Saturday, February 19th, 2022, heavy day at a high heart rate. And also because of that, our not for time workout of the week. Here we go. 7 rounds, not for time, of 4 squat cleans at 70% of your 1 rep max. They certainly don't need to be touch and go. Then 7 weighted, strict ring dips. How much fun does that sound like? And then 11 V-ups. 7 rounds of that glorious mixture. You choose the load on the dips. Ring dips are challenging. Strict ring dips are really challenging. Weighted strict ring dips are now just going to be just a gift. Be smart, make sure you warm up, break them up as needed, reduce the loading if you got a bit too ambitious, or as we'll see, just scale the darn thing. Don't do it with any loading, make a good decision. But today is a good midline building day, upper body strict gymnastics day, and an Olympic lifting day. Should be an awesome day. If you are gonna choose to do this for time, you know, people like to do it every now and then. I provide the times. I don't intend on doing it for time. Again, it's a heavy day at a high heart rate. But a super fitness robot time would be 14 minutes and 30 seconds or less. More likely could drift in the area of 25 minutes. Wild card option. 7 rounds, not for time. 4 squat cleans, 70% of 1 rep max. 7 ring dips or bar dips or dips off the side of a bench, be it strict or kipping, and then 11 V-ups. So there's your option right there on the wild card. If no need to do weighted strict ring dips, if just regular dips or bar dips or ring dips are tough enough, you can do them strict or kipping. The wild card is the one for you. Scaled option today, 7 rounds, not for time, 4 power cleans at 50 to 70% of your 1 rep max. After you finish the 4 power cleans, you will then do 4 front squats with that same loading. You will then do 7 bar dips or bench dips or box dips. You could also do push-ups or knee push-ups or elevated push-ups, that would work. And then 11 sit-ups per round. The limited equipment crew, 7 rounds for time, 7 rounds not for time, 8 dumbbell squat cleans, pair of 50 pounders for the men, pair of 35s for the women, 7 strict ring dips, weighted if possible, if you can maybe pinch that dumbbell or tie something else to your body, and then 11 V-ups. Super fitness robot time for that, if you do choose to do it for time, 15 minutes, 30 seconds or less, more likely 27 minutes. No equipment workout today, 7 rounds not for time, 15 meters of a walking lunge, 15 hand release push-ups, and 11 V-ups. Accessory work for the day, optional as always. First one is an either-or. Either linchpin complex number 3, which is for time, 15 to 30, you choose the repetitions, 15 to 30 squat clean and jerks at 65 to 70% of your 1 rep max, or dumbbell box step-ups. 30 to 50 reps total, alternating legs each time. You choose the height, you choose the loading. The other part of the optional accessory work, it's a good one. There's 3 options, you're gonna choose one of them. You're not gonna do all 3. Either 50 burpee box jump overs, 24-inch box for men, 20 for women, that would be facing the box, or 50 bar facing burpees, or 50 regular old school burpees. Bear in mind, as we say every day, the accessory work is optional. You don't have to do anything. Cool down and stretching for the day, 5 to 15 minutes, casual, walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we've got the kneeling layback, the pec stretch laying on your side, and the cobra stretch for the old abs. That rounds out another week of training. Thanks to all of you for making Linchpin what's so special. Best, most effective programming in the world. Great, but an amazing community takes it to another level that is untouchable. And that's what all of you have done. I don't take that for granted, and I don't take it lightly. So a warm, heartfelt thank you. Enjoy your weekend, and I will see you back here on Monday.